Hey everybody, welcome back to My Subaru, and we are going to continue our series, mini-series, where we are looking at what it means to live life loved. How do you do that? What does that look like? And we're kind of basing this on a verse from Ephesians chapter 5 that says, "Be imitators of God as dearly loved children." So again, in other words, we're not working for or performing for God's love. We have it already. Those of you that have kids can relate to this. When you had a child, you held that child and you loved that child, even though that child could not love you back. That child couldn't do anything to earn or deserve or perform for your love. You simply loved that child. And God, in the same way, absolutely loves us as we are, not as we ought to be. He saved us. He paid the price for our sin on the cross, and so we are loved. And because we're loved, then we strive to be imitators of God. And the first part, we looked at the difference between a tourist and an explorer. We have to have the mindset of an explorer and all that that means, being flexible, realizing that delays and distractions and obstacles are often part of the process, maybe the most important part of the process. And then we looked at the difference between a factory worker and a farmer. And the Christian life is not a check-in, check-out, punch-in, punch-out. It is a way of being. And a farmer is always a farmer. It is a way of life. It is a way of being. And it is not predictable. You don't produce anything in your life. You simply partner with the mystery of nature. And you adjust and you respond to the weather, the conditions, whatever they may be, so that you can bear fruit. Understand that Jesus is inviting us to bear fruit. Not to produce fruit, but to bear fruit. And the only way we can do that is to stay connected and plugged, or as the language of John 15, abide in Him. Well, today I want to lay one more foundation before we launch into some other areas in terms of getting to that place where we live life loved. And now I want to use the analogy of an athlete. There's a beautiful verse in Philippians chapter 2. It's the second part of verse 13 and 14. And it says this, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is at work in you to will and to work His good pleasure." So look at the compare and contrast here in these verses. We are to work out our salvation, but it is God who is at work in us. So in other words, there is this relationship that we have with God where He is committed to doing His part. He will work in you. And unfortunately, most of the time, the way in which He's working in us is through pain and through difficulty and through discomfort. Like any athlete knows. Any athlete knows this. No pain, no gain. You must push yourself. You must feel pain. Whether you're working out with weights or you're practicing for a sport, you must push yourself and cause discomfort and pain in your life if you are going to improve, if you are going to experience growth in your muscles and in your abilities. And so, let me quote this verse again. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In other words, take it serious. It's got to be a part of your life. It's not a show up once in a while when I feel like it. Any great athlete recognizes, I've got to get up no matter what I'm feeling like. I've got to get out. I've got to do what I've got to do, even if I don't want to do it. And it's not because we like the pain. It's not because we like the discomfort. It's because we like the results. We like the benefits of the discomfort and of the discipline of getting up every day and doing what we need to do. But remember, you have this promise. As you do your part, God will do His, for He is at work in us. He is going to produce fruit. He's going to cause good things to happen in your life as a result of discipline, discomfort, delay, and hardships and difficulties. And so hang in there. Begin to develop one discipline in your life, whether it be scripture reading, whether it be prayer, whatever it is, you begin to decide what is something I can do on a daily basis, no matter what I'm feeling like, even if I don't feel like I'm getting anything out of it. Remember, we're like the farmer. We're in this for the long haul. We need to be diligent and disciplined on a regular basis, and in due time, we will bear much fruit. So put on your warm-up suit. Get ready for the weight room, whatever analogy you want to use, but you are an athlete and no pain, no gain. So work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And remember God's promise. You go back one chapter in Philippians chapter 1, and it says, He will complete the good work that He began in you. He will. He's committed to doing that. So partner with God and do your part. He is faithful. He is faithful. He will do His. God bless you guys, and may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. See you next time.